people don't buy from big companies or organizations or fronts. They buy from people. That's why even huge corporations like Geico have this this little gecko to kind of represent a spokesperson. So the spokesperson for your business could be you. In smaller, medium-sized companies, that's often the case. And that person, whoever that is, has a lot of weight to carry on their shoulders. So in your messaging and your communicating with your customers, prospective customers, what qualities or characteristics does that person need to have? So I was writing a letter yesterday, a sales letter, long form sales letter for a client with a pretty complex financial product for retirees. And I needed to sketch out what the, really the character of the person who they were going to be interacting with was. It was actually the key aspect of the whole service was the person. And so I was thinking about this, and as I thought about it, really, there's three characteristics that are critical. There's probably a lot more, but let's say there's three that you really need to focus on. So I'll give you those three, and then let's talk a little bit about each one. So they would be authority, empathy, and what we'll call rescue the cat. Okay, so authority just means that they have the capability to solve the problem that your prospect or your current client or customer is challenged with. So they've done it before. They've overcome the challenge themselves. They're the guide. And as Donald Miller talks about in StoryBrand, they're not the hero. Your customer is the hero. But your spokesperson needs to be the guide, the Yoda to Luke Skywalker, the Mr. Miyagi to Daniel-san, to use some movie analogies. And so the person who is, or sort of that characteristic of authority just means that they need to have the ability to help the hero, your customer, overcome their challenge, okay? The second characteristic is empathy. That just, it doesn't mean sympathy. Let's be very clear about that. It means, empathy means that the guide or the spokesperson is able to understand what it's like to be in your customer's shoes, either because they've been there before, ideally, or because they just demonstrate through how they're talking about the issues that they understand. And a lot of that often comes down to sort of detailed storytelling around what it's really like. So, you know, if somebody is trying to find a pair of shoes and they have different, I'm just making up a story here, but they have, let's say, slightly different sized feet, and it's difficult because, you know, one size doesn't fit all in a situation like that. And so the spokesperson might talk about, you know, stories of going from store to store, even trying to shop online, and they just can't find the right one, and, you know, trying to buy two pairs of shoes. This just, it's a real pain because, you know, it goes above and beyond the budget, whatever. So providing all those details is one way of showing empathy. And of course, if the guide or spokesperson has been through an experience that your prospective client or customer has been through, then they can tell that story, and that really proves empathy. The third characteristic or quality of an effective and powerful spokesperson is what we call this rescue the cat. In other words, they need to have something that they can talk about that they've done that really is admirable and it's likable. Something where you go, you know, that is really cool. I really like this guy or this gal because of what he or she has done. And there needs to be some kind of story around that. Sometimes it, you know, could be charity. It could be having done something kind for a customer, going above and beyond. It could just be having, rescued a cat. Why not? So those are the three characteristics: empathy, authority and rescue the cat, keep in mind as you're creating messaging around the spokesperson. And pretty much in all of your advertising and marketing, somewhere there needs to be a story about who that person is to answer the question that your prospective customer has, which is, hey, why should I buy from you, right? And so a critical part of that is because of who you, quote, you are. It could be, you know, your company, your business, but ultimately it needs to be represented by a person, because people don't buy from big companies or faceless organizations. They buy from people. So there you go. I hope that helps. I hope you like that. And if you did, then subscribe, share this with a friend, and download it. Go to, if you have comments or questions, go to strategiccopy.com and drop in a line over at the contact form. I'll have an email address for you here before too long in a following episode, so stay tuned. And again, thanks. We'll see you again next time.